It's Tuesday, November 2nd, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Joe Biden and other leaders from the G20 nations are gathering in Glasgow, Scotland this week for a conference on climate change. English Prime Minister Boris Johnson opened with some bleak words for the crowd.
Humanity has long since run down the clock on climate change. It's 1 minute to midnight on that doomsday clock, and we need to act now.
However, the conference incorporated little concern for the judgment of Almighty God upon the nations for the violation of his holy law. In 2 Samuel 23, verse 3, the God of Israel said, "He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." African Anglicans are again at odds with the Anglican Church of England over the issue of homosexuality. The Anglican Church of Ghana is supporting legislation that would criminalize public acts of same-sex perversions and cross-dressing. Meanwhile, Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, is publicly opposing the legislation, reports the BBC. Ghana's government is taking action after homosexuals opened a community center to promote homosexuality in the country in January of this year. Proverbs 25, verse 26 reminds us that a righteous man who falters before the wicked is like a murky spring and a polluted well. In the providence of God, Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia still stands in the way of the president's agenda to pass a $1.75 trillion infrastructure bill through the Congress. In fact, he called it a shell game, reports CBS News. A single Democrat stands in the way of its passage in light of the 50-50 partisan split in the Senate. Senator Manchin clarified his position at a press conference yesterday.
I will not support a reconciliation package that expands social programs and irresponsibly adds to our $29 trillion in national debt that no one seems to really care about or even talk about.
As of Monday, President Joe Biden softened his tough language regarding corporate mandates on the COVID shot, reports the New York Post. New guidelines issued by the White House suggest that, quote, in most circumstances, individuals who are not fully vaccinated need to follow applicable masking, physical distancing, and testing protocols, end quote. Also, federal contractors, including airlines, will not have to show proof of vaccination rates by the proposed deadline. The new rules say, quote, a covered contractor may be required to provide an accommodation to contractor employees who communicate to the covered contractor that they are not vaccinated for COVID-19 or that they cannot wear a mask because of a disability, which would include medical conditions, or because of a sincerely held religious belief, practice, or observance, end quote. Worker shortages have hamstrung the economy, and now employee wages are on the rise in the U.S. Costco has raised its minimum wage to $17 per hour, reports Business Insider. Starbucks will rise to $15 per hour, effective the first of the year. And Amazon is paying $15 per hour as well for a minimum starting pay, with an average starting wage of $18 per hour. The Wall Street Journal estimates the cost of turning an already bankrupt nation over to green energy. The price tag would range between $8 and $14 trillion. Total non-financial corporate debt in America has already hit a record $10 trillion, or 52% of the gross domestic product, which is the value of goods and services produced in America. That's up from 40% in 2012. Conservative economists are arguing that the imposition of the COP26 target of net zero emissions by 2050 promises to cripple an already crippled economy. Good news! Fox News reports on an Afghani immigrant who became a U.S. soldier. He is now dedicating his life to rescuing Christians and others from the Taliban in Afghanistan. So far, the former U.S. staff sergeant has helped 10 Afghan Christians escape, along with a Catholic couple. With a little help from nomads on the eastern side of the country, He was able to smuggle them into Pakistan and then to safe countries.
I've come across many different groups here. I came across a family of 10 Afghan Christians who needed to be moved, and we helped move them. We have heard that they've already made it out.
Those who have been helped are truly grateful.
You guys just went to visit my family, help my mom and dad. I greatly appreciate that, man. I just want to thank you. You're doing a risky job, but still, you're the man, bro.
Despite pleading for help from the U.S. government, thus far, he has come up with nothing. And finally, Alaska could be getting the biggest snow dump in American history. Forecasters estimate 10 to 12 feet at Mount Marcus Baker in just 48 hours early in the week. Previously, the biggest snowfall in a 48-hour period on record occurred at Alaska's Thompson Pass in December of 1955. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, November 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.